Welcome, everyone, to episode 36 of 1 Hour, One Decision. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, do we like our neighbors?
Or do you want to throw bricks through their windows?
Well, let's find out as we played Hello Neighbor. We didn't just play this game. Our friends at the Crowned Heathens joined us for this and are here with us today as we're talking about this game. So we're super excited to have Sacco and Marissa, because there are two Matts here, and I have to distinguish.
Yeah,
distinguish the two.
They have the same energy, so
it's hard. High end mad energy in Crowned Heathens.
Yeah. But thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. We'll kick the show off. So what kind of game is this, Tom?
I have a stealth puzzle, and I've added roguelike? Question mark in there.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah, why not?
I guess that's true. No, I think you're right. I just put stealth horror game question mark because kind of scary, but like in a weird way. I don't know. Dynamic Pixels is the developer of this game. And this game, based on my 2 seconds of research, came out back in December of 2017. I play this on PC, and this game clocked in at 2.19 gigabytes on the PC. Tom, how about you?
2.4 gigabytes on the Xbox One.
Another big boy on the Xbox. Don't make no sense.
Don't know.
Don't make no sense. But let's get into this, though. Guys, what is the game loop? I'll throw this off to the Crown Heathens over here. Guys, what do you think the game loop is?
Well, I had discovered how to infiltrate your neighbor's house without crying. So that was my experience of the game there.
I had basically die or get caught and restart. I don't know how far you guys made it, but I made attack 2 and I got caught almost immediately every time I respawned. And it was getting very frustrating.
Okay. Tom, what about you?
Sneak around some guy's house and harass him.
That's accurate. Well done to getting to Act 2, because if anyone saw me play, I did not get to Act 2. I was just basically standing outside the neighbor's house and throwing stuff into the house and breaking the windows without getting caught. That's what I ended up doing.
We played the same game, Chris.
I don't know if I was scared, but I was just more like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I just gave up and tried to do this. But I think we're jumping a little ahead of ourselves. But let's talk about what we liked about this game. Let's try to put some positive spin on this. Who wants to start with that?
Well, I'll go again. I really liked the art style. The concept was really interesting to me. And then there was this lovely little vignette when you held the throw button for too long that I really loved.
You did point that out. I was trying to find the name, the words.
Really stuck with me.
I'd say pretty much the same. I thought the art style was really cool. The concept was interesting. I don't know how much of the story you guys saw in your playthroughs, but like it was an interesting way of telling the story. And like the more you got caught, the more of the story you got revealed, basically. So yeah, I would say those two main things, I guess.
I thought the game did a good job of creating a sense of dread with the music and with the way that like the game kind of got claustrophobic and kind of closed in on you as the neighbor got on top of you. I also enjoyed the way that it transitioned the beginning of the game right from the game like cutscene like right into gameplay to the point where I was like, wait, like am I playing now? Like I didn't realize that I'm play now. Like it just kind of went right into it. I thought that was kind of cool. How about you?
I only wrote one thing, and it was just a sense of dread. But as I was playing this game, I did enjoy throwing stuff at people. That was fun. But yeah, that's about it. I will say, after I played the game, I did go on YouTube and look up the story, because yes, there was a very dark story that was happening as you got caught. I was like, there's something else going on here. So I cheated and just found out what happened through the rest of the game. So I do know what happens, and it was like, okay, kind of cool, but I guess it'll transition to what we didn't like. So we'll go to that. I didn't like the art style.
Oh, okay.
I kind of got that it was like a Tim Burton-esque or something style, but like colorful. But I don't know. Like, I thought the main character looked hideous for some reason. Like the kid, I was like, my goodness, like that's a kid. But anyway, the game I just felt was like very unpolished. Like you could see the like the textures on the street when the new texture map starts on the floor. I don't know. It just felt weird. That's the windows. I mean, again, it's the style, but like the fact that the windows were bigger than the doors made no sense to me. But you know, I had no sense of motivation because I didn't know. Maybe I just did watch the whole cutscene. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just gave up. Like everything just kind of like I had nothing. I just felt bad for the neighbor, like especially as you go through the like kind of his backstory. He's like, why am I going around like breaking his shit
and like, yeah,
and doing all that stuff? And this guy's just trying to like get off my lawn. That's all he's saying. He's like, get off my lawn. I don't know, I'll throw it to you guys. What did you guys not like about this game?
I'd probably say like kind of the same you got. Like, I mean, yeah, they did feel really unpolished. Like, I know like the sound for me especially. I don't know if it was just like a weird Xbox thing, but like there was like weird pops every once in a while. Like, and then like the sound would just cut. Like there was really no transition between like when you were like gonna get caught and then just nothing. And so like that was kind of jarring. And I didn't like the difficulty ramp up. Like once you got to act two, I couldn't do really anything. You end up getting in the basement and then you come out of the doors in the backyard, the little cellar doors. I saw those cellar doors like 800 times in like 10 minutes because I just kept dying and then coming back. Cause he like, apparently Marissa actually told me this, he learns. Every time he catches you, he learns from you. And so he'll put a trap down in front of every window you got into last time. And so it just got really, like, just really frustrating to play. So I personally didn't like that, like, ramp up in difficulty all of a sudden. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit of me, again, after the fact, after my hour was up, I was like, there's something here and I want to look more into it. And then I looked into the game and I was like, this is fascinating. This is not the game I played, but this is fascinating. The concept and everything behind it was really, really interesting. And then I did actually watch Sacco's playthrough as well. And I was like, wow, there is a basement that you can get to. That was an actual thing you could do. On my didn't like list, I had quite a few things. The controls were really just cumbersome, like yeah, awful to navigate. I was constantly trying to grab things without getting too far into his yard because I was scared. So I couldn't grab things. Like I almost got caught a whole bunch of times just trying to grab like a garbage can lid that I'd thrown in at his window. So that was a not nice experience. And then yeah, just the transitions was just super choppy. I there was lots of times where I wasn't sure when I was supposed to be getting caught versus it being like because I messed up. And because the way it transitioned was really just not clear. So I didn't really love that.
I'm going to agree with Marissa. The biggest problem that I had was the way that the game controlled. I couldn't stand it. And like when you were playing a game, you don't like the way the game controls like that. It like ends there. You know what I mean? Like I understand that it was probably done on purpose. You know, in the same way that the original Resident Evil, right? Like the controls are cumbersome to enhance dread and to create fear, but I'm not having a good time. So, right? I thought the AI was really dumb up front. I'm glad that it gets good later, but I just ran away from him constantly and I just wouldn't get caught. Like, just keep running away and out to the street. He comes out to the street, meets you there. I stare at him. He stares back at me. I'm like, okay, I'll just wait for you to turn around and walk away, and then I'll just break in again, I guess. It just felt so aimless and pointless the whole time.
Yeah, and like that's why in Act 2 he builds like bigger fences and he actually seals up his whole yard so you actually just can't leave. And that was made it really, like there was really nowhere to go. Like you had to hide in those like closets or cupboards or whatever. But like you also couldn't really get into his house because he laid traps everywhere. Like it was just, it went from like 0 to 100 immediately. Yeah. And I was really jarring, I guess.
Watching Act 2, other than the fact that I was like having an anxiety attack the whole time, was interesting because in Act 1, you were like, oh, like it's kind of scary when he's chasing you because if he catches, whatever, there's the whole thing if he catches you. But then Act 2 was like, oh, he's waiting at that exact spot that I was before and like watching what I was doing before. And it was like suddenly looked way harder.
That's, I mean, well done, Sacco, to getting to Act 2, because like I didn't even know what to do. I guess looking back and watching that YouTube video, I was like, oh, I had to go get the key. I was like, how do I get that? How did you end up getting that key?
I climbed up. There was like that shelving unit thing that was like tipped over on the side of his house. I put a box at the top of that, climbed up that, jumped off the box onto the roof, and then I broke a window on the roof. And then like went into the top floor, and then there was like a picture on the wall. You hit the picture, it falls down, there's a hole in the wall, you go into the hole in the wall, and there's a key on the like hanging on the like doorway, and then I used the key to open one of the doors, and then there was like a way to get into the other room with the key. And so I got into the other room, and that's where the like red key was. And then once you got the red key, you just took that back downstairs to the kitchen, open the basement door, and then it like a loading screen happened as soon as you open the door, and then you're in the like basement. And the basement was super creepy. And then you run through the basement and you end up getting to the end, and he ends up catching you because like I had a silver key and a red key and a gold key, but there was a green, there was a door at the end of like a hallway and it had those three keys and a green key. And I didn't have a green key. And I as soon as I hit the door, I was like, I don't have a green key. Like I'm like, now what do I do? And then he catches you and then you start Act 2. And I'm assuming Act 2 is where you find the green key and then get back down to the door and unlock everything. So,
I mean, I think this game really tried to do show, don't tell, but it didn't do a very good job of showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that was the problem. I guess we could, did you guys want to bring up anything else? Any other points before we make our decisions about this game?
I'm not convinced I actually beat the Act 1 normally. I'm because there was like an elevator on the side of the house. And I'm sure you were supposed to use that for something. I didn't. I don't actually remember how I got into the room with the key in it. So I'm convinced I kind of glitched the game out and like beat Act 1. Because I think I beat it in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, you did. I was watching. You beat it in 15 minutes and you spent 45 minutes frustrated in Act 2. Which is like the best summary of this game, I felt like. But... one, that's something you've done repeatedly. I've watched you play many a games, and that is something you do repeatedly. I'm not convinced you didn't glitch it out either. I was convinced you were going to finish the game and we were going to come here and be like, well, the hour was watching Sacco finish the game. But I would say I don't want to spoil anything with the story, but I did look up the whole story, and knowing the story, I appreciate what they were trying to do. And I think the like cumbersomeness of the game lends itself very much to what is happening in the background and the nightmarishness of this situation. I just am not the person to play this game. I don't like horror games. And also you have to really want to experience that to get there, I think.
Yeah. I know we talked about the kind of games I like. I do like stealth games, but I do not like this game in terms of stealth. Because I will say, stealth games, I have to play them in third person. I cannot do first person stealth because I need to be able to see my surroundings, and that doesn't help when I'm like just, I can only see through the eyes of this player. Did you like look up a walkthrough or something when you did this, Sacco? Because from what I know about you, your gameplay style is not always, you know, to the point and getting things done. So,
no, I did. I remember watching like a YouTube channel play it like years ago, and so I remember you had to get the key. I didn't remember how to get the key, But I also remember them doing stuff with the elevator, which is why I think I did not do the game like properly, basically.
Got it.
But I also like in like rewatching it, as soon as the opening cutscene happened and they zoomed in on the key, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. You have to get that key because that is the key to get to the next level, essentially. And so that probably helped it a bit as long as for me knowing the objective of the least first act, right?
So I will say this game has cloud saves. So if you really want to transfer this game from your Xbox to your PC or maybe mobile, I didn't check if this game was on mobile, but apparently you could play it everywhere. Although oddly, I was able to play the game through for my hour. I think I relaunched the game by accident and then I got the pop-up to like connect it to my Xbox account. I was like, that's weird. So I guess I lost all my saves at that point. But anyway, that's fine. Are we keeping this game? Or are we letting it go into the netherworld?
I'm going to let it go. The controls, it was very hard to control. It was very frustrating. I think if I had a little bit more success at the beginning, as soon as I started Act 2, I might have kept going. But I made zero progress in 40 minutes, basically. Mm. And I was very... It just got very frustrating. So I'm going to let it go, personally.
I would say I'm going to throw this game out as hard as I threw the garbage can at his window. That's my opinion. I'm also not a horror game person at all. So as soon as I got that impression from the game, I was like, I'm going to stay as far away from the house as possible. So,
well done. I appreciate you actually playing through this game for at least an hour. So that was cool. That was cool of you to at least try this game.
I had to.
I think that if I knew what I was supposed to do, maybe I would have had fun. But I felt like I wasted an hour of my life that I'll never get back having played this game.
I'll just say I uninstalled the game immediately after the hour. So this is not a very big game, but I uninstalled it immediately because I was like, I can't. Well, it was weird. Like to Marissa's point, like I was intrigued by the story, but I didn't care about playing the game.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll just look this up on YouTube. Someone much more capable or more interested in the gameplay would want to do this, or will play this for me. So yeah, I'm not keeping this game either. So we are in a consensus of not continuing playing this game.
I will say that Matt did say he would also not play the game because it was okay. Very, 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 very hard. So he does not do hard games. So this is a big nope.
All right. Cool. So that is that in terms of this episode. I guess we should spin the wheel first.
Yeah, we could do that.
Sure. What we're playing next. Then we'll let these fine folks do their thing. So here we go. We're going to find out what we're playing next. You guys are going to be involved in this.
So excited. Here we go.
Well, Madden NFL 20.
Amazing. I'm
pretty sure that's available for you, Tom. So,
yes, definitely.
Yeah. We're going to be playing football. We're going to be playing football next. So, American football, sorry for you international folks. But yeah, we're going to be playing Madden football. Do you think you're going to enjoy playing this game, Tom?
You know, there was a time that I tried one of the earlier Maddens because they had added some like RPG elements to it. And I was like, I'm interested in that. And it was okay. So I don't know, a couple of years of Madden development later, maybe I'll like it. I don't know.
The last Madden game that I played is probably Madden 2010. I hate playing the running game. I'll tell you that much. I didn't mind throwing, but being a running back, I have no idea, no concept. And like I played against people before and it frustrated the hell out of me. I would probably not continue playing this game after, but we'll see. Might be pleasantly surprised. But guys, thank you, Crown Heathens, Marissa and Sacco. Thank you guys for joining us on this episode. Why don't you let everyone know where they can reach you guys and see you guys or listen to you guys or whatever you guys do out there. Let them know.
For sure. So if you are interested in learning a little bit more about what we kind of talk about and what kind of games we play, we are on Twitch and YouTube. That's where you can find all of our gaming videos. We're at Crown Heathens on both. We also have our own podcast. It is much longer than this one. We tend to ramble a little bit more than you guys do. So that is the Crown Heathens podcast if you're interested in checking that out. And otherwise, we're on pretty much every aspect of social media you can imagine. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And all of those are, again, as you guessed it, at Crown Heathens.
Well done. And I mean, well done for you guys managing all those different types of social media and all that stuff. I definitely check out their podcast, at least, and Twitch, because they're super funny and really great topics that they talk about during their podcasts. So definitely check them out. But hey, this is our podcast, so let's talk about our stuff here too. So you could check us out, obviously, here on our podcast, but also you can hit us up on social media at TC1H1D or hit us up in an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. You know, say hello, make some new friends like we did with these guys here. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you on the next one.
Thank you, everybody.